This is the Bald Scientist Podcast, where we talk about science, from the factual to the fictional, and sometimes a bit of both, with the good doctor, One R. Pagan.
Hello, beautiful listeners, and make no mistake, if you're listening to my voice, you are a beautiful person. Don't ever let anyone tell you otherwise. This is, of course, your favorite bald scientist, One, and your host in this minisode of the Bald Scientist Podcast. This minisode is mainly about advertising a STEM conference that's going to take place at my university, Westchester University, in April 7th and 8th this week. Absolutely free for graduate and undergraduate students. And if you're not a student, it's going to be $20, which in my view, it's a real bargain. But before we go into that, let me remind you to be on the lookout for a couple of episodes from the podcast, including a series of episodes on imposter syndrome in collaboration with my friends Hattie and Susama, an episode about the filter bubble concept, which is an aspect of the confirmation bias concept in collaboration with my friend Clarinda, and yet another collaboration with a friend and fellow podcaster, Kate, host of the Strange Animals podcast. You may imagine what is it going to be about. Now, about the conference. Westchester University is hosting a virtual conference on Wednesday, April 7th and Thursday, April 8th, of course, 2021. The title of the conference is Opening Doors to the STEM Workplace, More Seats at a Longer Table. The conference is organized by my friends and colleagues, Dr. Karen Schwartz of the Earth and Space Sciences Department, Dr. Kirsty Grant of the Biology Department, and Dr. Jessica Sullivan Brown of the Department of Biology. Please allow me to give you a sneak peek of the kind of speakers that the organizers have lined up for us. Two professionals who are sharing their knowledge with us are Miss Kimberly Bryant. The title of her conference is Time to Come Out of the Box, which will take place on April 7th from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Miss Bryant is the founder of Black Girls Code and will share her journey as, in her words, an accidental social entrepreneur and the lessons that she learned along the way in shaping a new paradigm for women and girls of color in technology. She has worked for 25 plus years as a professional in the pharmaceutical and biotech industries as an engineering manager in leadership positions for companies such as Genentech, Merck, and Pfizer. Another one of our speakers is Congresswoman Chrissy Houlihan with her conference STEM Diversity and Service to Society, which will take place on Wednesday, April 7th, from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Congresswoman Houlihan is an engineer, entrepreneur, and a former Air Force officer. She currently serves as Pennsylvania's 6th Congressional District Representative. And this is a mere sample of what we have to offer in the conference. In addition to the talks, we'd like to invite you to join our distinguished panelists, which come from industry, government, academia, nonprofit corporations, in a dynamic discussion on contemporary issues in the STEM workplace, including but not limited to those faced by women and people of color, with an emphasis on early career professionals in STEM fields. That said, there will be a little something for everyone. Just to give you an example, there will be panels on how to build skills in finding or becoming a mentor, on how to discover key elements of teamwork and to develop those type of skills, workshops on how to learn about workplace culture, how to develop your own network of experts and peers, how to navigate the dreaded imposter syndrome, and many, many more. One of the highlights of the conference is that yours truly will be a moderator in at least 3 of the panels. That's not really the highlight of the conference, you know, but you know me already. I couldn't help myself. But joke aside, for more information, please contact me at orpagan@yahoo.com or comment in my blog, boldscientist.com. Also, I will post all the relevant information in the show notes. Well, my friends, once again, thank you ever so much for listening to me, and I hope to see you at the conference. Now, stay safe, stay healthy, and stay happy. Okay? Take care. Bye-bye.